worked daily at the mill, and at weekends his allotment by the hill. He sank his soul in Mother Nature's bower, growing some radishes and the occasional flower. Mrs. Thumbcatch, meanwhile, waited back at home. Her only comfort was an alabaster gnome. Her husband lost sight of the wood amongst the trees. He was a man of nature who forgot his birds and bees.
Now, old Thumbcatch, you! Now, old Thumbcatch, you! The best thing in life for free is to just forget the past. Enjoy your pride and you won't what you've lost.
So Mrs. Thumbcatch left as soon as she was able. She took the dog, the cats, and the budgie they called Mabel. She said at last her future now was free from doubts. With George the milkman she'd have kids, not Brussels sprouts. His allotment is a place that's never seen, because he has to tidy up and cook and clean. He doesn't mind the fact he's got holes in his socks. So I've no wife, at least I've got a window box.
Neville.